2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. You get to control the content of the site. So you can submit different items to the front page of the site. It's Reddit integrated, meaning you can vote on the stuff you like. You can vote down stuff you dislike. And it's all free over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And also we're joined by a special guest on our third microphone. He is the keynote speaker at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. His name's Michael Bolden. Hey, Michael.
Woot.
Hey, welcome back on the air. It's been, when was the last time we saw you? Like a year?
Liberty Forum.
You were here at Liberty Forum this year?
No, the year before.
Okay.
So at least a year and a half.
So like a year and a half. And Michael Bolden is the president, the founder, 10th Amendment Center. What's your
statist
role? Statist. I don't know about that.
I'm the founder and executive director of this organization that advocates resisting government at virtually every level. And this is my first Pork Fest, so pretty awesome.
What? Really?
I have never been here.
Wow.
I unfortunately always have a really busy schedule this time of year because it's my organization's anniversary on the 25th, so okay. I'm busy raising money and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So I always say no when people ask me, but Mike Vine was very persistent. He tends to be kind of a persistent dude.
Okay.
And he pushed and pushed, and he asked me over and over. I kept saying no and finally said, you know, we had this really big speaker cancel, can you please fill in? And then when I found out it was Lou Rockwell, and I'm like, are you kidding me? No way. Who wants to fill in for Rock? Like, that is like the absolute worst speech I could ever have to give is fill in for Rockwell. I once accidentally had to speak after Ron Paul. That also sucked.
Mm.
So I didn't want to do it, but my girlfriend was very supportive, and she said, yeah, do it, dude. You know, and so I decided
to
do it.
And here you are. And when did you get here today?
3:00. I got to LAX last night from Los Angeles, the great... I don't know. What is that? Land of the free.
Right.
The free city. And I left about 10:30 last night, got in about 3:00 today, and I actually have to leave at 9 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
First Pork Fest. It's like just, I mean, I'm not sleepy.
You've
got to
get all your kicks tonight.
Yeah, all of them.
Well,
except the big gay dance party, which I missed. I'm not wearing a tutu. I cannot compete with Ian, but next year I'm getting a boob.
It's hard to compete with Ian.
Tell me, when you talk about your speech, you gave that today, I guess?
I just finished like an hour ago.
Oh, okay, fantastic. What was the, what was the gist? What was the summarize for our listeners who were unable to attend?
Weed and baklava.
No, wait, really?
Ooh.
I talked about
my favorite things at Pork Fest.
Weed and baklava.
Both are prolific.
Both are. Seem to be. I mean, I think there's one or two people that are doing what I would call nullifying laws on weed. You know,
yep.
Maybe a couple of people have been doing that. And I noticed that there's some dude is selling baklava without permission. So the whole gist of it was, how do you defeat the bad guys? Is it about having liberty blogs or YouTubes or campaigns for liberty and all that stuff? And I made the argument, and I used some real hard statistics that showed that all the great liberty activism that has happened over the last 10 years actually hasn't changed anything. And I believe it's because people aren't building the roads enough. And that is actually showing people by example what happens when you replace the state with voluntary interaction. So like selling baklava, mm-hmm. If you sell something without permission, people aren't just going to die in the streets. So I talked about that and other stuff.
I think that's one of the best parts about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was pointed out in an NPR article that was written, I think, last year or the year before that, about how there was like some elementary school age young person who was selling alcohol openly at the Porcupine Freedom
no
Festival.
No permission or anything?
Right, yeah, as though the state's going to give
they got a license,
a
right?
10-year-old permission to sell alcohol. And this person who was writing the article was just bewildered by this, that this could be allowed to go on. And everything was okay, like the world didn't come to an end
right.
Because a 10-year-old was selling alcohol. But, you know, people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival take responsibility for themselves, and they take responsibility for their actions. And this year, I think, has been the most drama-free year, even though it's
drama
the biggest...
amongst liberty people? Never.
Even
Are
though
you
it's
kidding?
The biggest one thus far. I don't know about you, Allie. I mean, Allie and I have been here all week. I haven't heard any, you know, dramatic stories or rumors, and normally those things...
Well, drama just bounces off of me anyway, so...
Well, that's good to know, but there was, you know, like last year, there was one guy who was kind of driving, allegedly driving his car drunk at the campground.
That's freedom, man.
And
right.
And he didn't do that this year. In fact, he's quit drinking entirely. So it's been interesting watching how some people who maybe had some issues in previous years will return and be on completely different behavior simply because they got feedback from folks.
Right. I like to think that liberty people can make each other better. I mean, any group. It's not just exclusive to liberty people, but just people meeting up together, being inspired by each other, can offer criticism and can, you know, give feedback. I feel like going to Pork Fest and especially moving to New Hampshire makes it so that I can be around others who are willing to give me that kind of feedback because there's sort of an established somewhat of an understanding of an ideal and that you are a peaceful person and you follow your principles. And that
you're a valued member of the community, and if somebody values you and your presence, then they're going to want you to, if there's something wrong, fix that.
Well, and that's the argument that I was making in my speech and in the work that I do, is that the way you really show value for liberty is by doing it, by building the roads. And I gave an example of a 25-year-old guy who opened a dispensary in Southern California selling weed, and he went around to his neighborhood and told all of them that, look, hey, I'm opening this business, but because San Bernardino, the city that he's in, is going broke and it can't provide community services anymore, I'm going to start taking over that with some of the profit that I make.
So and he was going to use money from selling weed to fill potholes and things like that?
Well, what he did was he, for example, the big one that I thought was awesome was the government could no longer pay for the yearly Thanksgiving dinner for the poor. So the marijuana people did it, and
that's
it was absolutely awesome.
It's nice when organizations, like voluntary organizations, can step in and fulfill these needs that communities have when the state can't provide. And I think that, like, as these, like, local municipalities start to fail, there's going to be more opportunity to do that in which, you know, because as we already know, the state overcrowds the market where people are like, well, I already pay taxes to get this, quote, free service, and obviously the taxes pay for it, so...
Just goes to cops.
You come in and you try to say, I'll provide it better, but then they're paying twice if they pay you.
That's the stumbling block.
But if they're not going to provide the service at all, then, you know, they're paying to have the service done in the first place, and the taxes are just simply coercion. That's all it is. You're just paying taxes because they demand it.
Right. That's a really tricky part about making this shift, because I think a lot of people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival want to see this happen. They want to see people in the marketplace supplant or replace the various different coercive organization sort of services that are offered to us through the auspices of the state and forced upon us. But there is that hump, you know, Allie, that you're describing where... Okay, yeah, you've got the Freedom Road crew going around filling potholes, but it's going to be difficult for them to get as much of, you know, contributions as, say, the state is getting, or even a fraction of the money that the state is putting towards that, because people will already say, well, why would I want to hire you to do it when the state's already doing it? Now, admittedly, most people realize the state is terrible at fixing the roads. People complain all the time in New Hampshire about how bad the roads are up here, because when it freezes, it really messes up the roads, and they're constantly having to repave them and things like that. But there is that issue of getting over that, and I think one of the things that could help us get over that is to have a property tax revolt where people who actually own property and who are liberty minded can basically tell the city or the town that they live in, yeah, we're done with this service, and this service. Don't really like your schools. Don't like how your police behave. Don't like this. I don't mind the roads. Since someone's offering road repair, we'll go ahead and pay some money into your roads, but just to withhold the money that they would send the state and instead send that to, if there's a Freedom Road service, send it to them. If there's somebody like the 100 Night Shelter, we've got a privately run homeless shelter in Keene, send it to them instead of the state-run shelters. They actually have compassion for the people that are in their shelters. And what would they do? How many families would they be willing to put in jail or throw from their homes if you actually had a large group of people refusing to pay taxes?
Well, and that's the argument for weed. When enough people resist, and we're seeing this all around the country, more and more people are saying, we're not going to wait for your permission and just do it, and we're not going to arrest all of them. They just can't. They don't have the space or the manpower.
Michael, can you stick with us for another segment?
Love to talk more
about the 10th Amendment Center and what you guys are up to. And actually, I know we've got at least one person here that would like to chat with us at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Pork Fest X. More coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Wheat fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. We are here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The internet connection is a little spotty, but I have to say the internet here at Porkfest has been better this year than ever in the past. There's been some entrepreneurial action at the campground where Michael Hampton, the creator of Porcupine 411, has actually put up a campground Wi-Fi access point. He's only been charging $5 for the entire week, which is compared to what the campground wants, which is $15 for the entire week. He's doing better as far as price. He's got faster speeds, and him creating that access point, I think, has made it so the campground internet is actually somewhat usable, although right now it's bogged down. So I'm switching internet connections as we speak so we can get to your phone calls. Michael Bolden is in the studio here tonight. We're going to continue talking to him as well about the 10th Amendment Center and his thoughts being here again in New Hampshire with us. But first, I want to tell you about Quantum Vibe. It's a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume called Quantum Vibe Volume 1. Nicole, available right now from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. Their price, only $14.95. In fact, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, then you can order the book Quantum Vibe Volume 1, and Free Talk Live will get a small portion of the purchase price. So a great way to support Big Head Press and support Free Talk Live all at the same time. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get Quantum Vibe through our Amazon link. Let's go to the phones here. And Michael, you're welcome to comment here on whatever our caller would like to discuss as well. Michael Bolden again joining us from the 10th Amendment Center. We're live at Porkfest, and we have, and I have to say my call screening software is a little on the small side due to me being on my laptop. I believe this person's name is Treaton? Creaton?
Christian, Ian.
Christian.
They're missing the S here, just so you know, Christian. Go ahead with your thoughts. Welcome. You're listening to WVTS in West Virginia.
That's correct, and it's okay, Ian. I've been called a lot worse. I called in a couple of months ago, I don't know if you recall, regarding my young, naive cousin attempting to join the police force. I believe Mark was with you that particular night.
Yeah, I recall that vaguely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long story short, I want to give you an update on the continued police state here in West Virginia. As one of my coworkers was served with a subpoena or whatever you want to call it today. Regarding an incident from last week here in West Virginia, a very rural state, you know, we have a lot of animals, possums and whatnot, and he lives in an apartment complex where his trash was regularly ravaged by animals, raccoons, possums and whatnot.
Okay.
So he took it upon himself to take a BB pistol outside. It wasn't even a CO2 based. It was an old school, you know, cocking BB gun that basically you'd be lucky if it would break someone's skin if you shot it with him.
Just to clarify, Christian, is the person you're talking about the guy that wanted to be a cop, or is this somebody else?
No, this is someone else, but Okay. Same police force, but different situation.
Got it.
So long story short, he was outside. He was never discharged this BB gun, which is what it was, but a police officer saw him walking around, with this BB pistol, and handcuffed him, took the BB pistol, and assured him that, you know, well, you can't be walking around out here with a BB gun and whatnot, but don't worry, you know, nothing's going to happen. So they actually confiscated his personal property, confiscated this BB gun, and told him, hey, don't worry about it, nothing's going to come of this. Well, lo and behold, what was he served with today? A summons to appear in court regarding this and get the charge. Once again, I'd like to clarify, this BB gun is CO2 powered. It is a straight-up, you know, BB pistol you couldn't hurt anything with.
Okay.
He's been charged with possession of a deadly weapon.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And so the police are the ones that told him, you don't need to worry about this. It's not a big deal. Blow over. So you can't trust them.
You can't compromise.
They probably just went in to talk about whatever it was he was doing so they could build a better case.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You cannot trust a word the police say. And it's unfortunate because they seem, you know, a lot of them seem honest. But the fact is they'll tell you lies just to make put criminal charges against you. That's terrible, man.
Well, and, you know, they violated his Fourth Amendment rights simply by taking his personal property, which they had no right to do. Whether it's a ballpoint pen or a BB gun, they kept it and had no intention of giving him
possession
a gun
of a deadly weapon. I can't even believe that the statute in this case would actually specify that a BB gun.
I am in possession of a deadly weapon.
You are. Well, you're holding up a fork right now, and I guess that's true. You probably could carve out my insides with that, given enough time and effort.
You really make me mad enough, Ian.
But I don't know if you. I think the fork may be a more deadly weapon than a BB gun.
Absolutely. And
what are you going to do with a BB gun?
I don't know. Perhaps the officer felt threatened by the BB gun. I don't know.
Probably the way it looked. They just didn't like the way it looked and probably had a neighbor call the police, and the police just were looking for a guy with a gun and got excited.
So this is a friend of yours you said that this happened to?
A friend and a coworker, correct.
And this was very recent?
Yes, the incident happened last week, and then he was served with the, I don't know, whatever you call it, summons or whatever today.
Yep.
But the underlying theme is, of course, there's a $500 fine that's attached to it. So, of course, that's all that they want, you know, follow the money.
They
want $500 from this guy.
Well, so what is his strategy? What's his plan?
Well, he had looked into a lawyer. He had called several lawyers today at work.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay. What would you recommend that I could tell my friend and coworker to do?
I mean, unless he really has a whole bunch of this flush with cash and really wants to spend a bunch of money on an attorney, I would say step one is look at the statute. I mean, look at what you're being charged with. Possession of a deadly weapon for a BB gun? I mean, really? I can't even believe that that's in the statute. So look at the actual statute and see if they even have a case according to their own terminology, according to their own legalese. I'm bewildered by that. I think that this is probably an example of another one of many bluffs by the state where they just come up with something to charge someone with because they want to get, like you said, they want to get cash out of him, and they know that most people are intimidated by their processes, by their court system, by their police, and you know, nobody wants to go to court. I've got to go to court twice on Monday. I don't want to go, but I'm going to make the best out of that situation as I can. I'm going to ask a bunch of interesting questions and have fun with it because I'm going to be there, so I might as well have fun with it.
Are you representing yourself?
I don't know what that means. It's a legal term. I'm going to be me in court.
I guess what I mean by that is it's just going to be you defending yourself. You're not going to have a lawyer there.
That's correct. I will not have an attorney.
Okay.
And worst case scenario, he ends up getting found guilty and has to pay. But I would take some time and, you know, research this thing and find out if this really even applies, because I can't believe it. I can't believe that a BB gun will be classified as a deadly weapon. Christian, let us know what happens, will you?
Absolutely will, Ian. Take care.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Michael Bolden kind of absorbing that call. We still have things to talk about. Do you want to stick with us?
Of course. Right, I'm not going anywhere.
Great. Well, we're going to continue with Michael Bolden in moments as we're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He is one of the guys behind the 10th Amendment Center. 10thAmendmentCenter.com. Is that the website, Michael?
It sure is.
More coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We are here at Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The we includes Ian.
Allie.
We've also got Michael Bolden joining us from the 10th Amendment Center on our third microphone. As we frequently do, we have interesting guests, characters that have been speaking at the Porcupine Freedom Festival will join us and maybe give you a little bit of a tease about what they were talking about, maybe talk a little bit about their organization and some of the things they think are important. And I know that the 10th Amendment Center is a very important organization to Michael Bolden because he's been involved with it for as long as I've known him, which has been a few years now. We'll continue with him in moments. But first, I want to remind you about the School Sucks Project. School Sucks Project is a podcast. It's also a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. All very useful topics. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, where you can register an account, participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of their archives free over at schoolsucksproject.com. Again, that's schoolsucksproject.com. So, Michael, thanks for sticking with us here throughout this this whole hour, pretty much thus far. Thanks for that.
It's a little overwhelming.
We're glad you can handle it.
Because, I'm trying.
You know, you were giving a keynote speech tonight. That's a pretty big responsibility. How long is a keynote speech usually, anyway?
It's pretty. I thought it was 45 minutes. I think it was 60.
Wow.
Dude, I usually speak for like 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm out of here. Enough.
I think speaking, that sounds like insanely hard to try to stand in front of an audience for that long.
Well, and
I get warmed up or something?
No. All of a sudden they come up, they call you up there, and then you just have to be awesome out of nowhere.
Right?
And it's like zero pressure. And then the filling in for Lou Rockwell, are you kidding me? In front of a bunch of like awesome liberty activists. I speak to a lot of like more heavily state-loving crowds as the head of an organization called the 10th Amendment Center. So mm-hmm. I focus the type of activism I do on resisting federal power. Although at an event like this, it's really exciting because my core beliefs, which are real liberty, not just based on some government versus another, I can take those things that I do professionally and apply them to just any situation that you have to absolutely resist everything that the federal government does or the local government or the state government at every turn possible. And I use the term nullification. And I even actually mentioned how I have a funny feeling that there's been a few people in Keene, for example, that may be nullifying or doing things to try to nullify the local government there. And I want to encourage that at every turn possible.
So you've heard about the Robin Hooding in Keene, New Hampshire?
No, but I saw a great picture from Chris Cantwell a little while ago chasing down a parking attendant. It said, "Stop thief." And I'm like, man, these guys are the most awesome people in the world.
So Chris Cantwell doesn't live in Keene at this time, but he did for a short time, and maybe he'll be coming back to New Hampshire someday. But what you did see there was just a taste of the Robin Hooding that has made international headlines in Keene, New Hampshire, or from Keene. We've been on Good Morning America. We've been on international press. We've been on, you know, NBC, MSNBC, Fox News. We literally had all of the big players in news media talking about Keene, New Hampshire, talking about the Robin Hooding. It is becoming famous for this. The case is still developing. In a nutshell, you've got several activists who've been sued by the city of Keene because we've been going around and basically targeting the parking enforcers and targeting them for opposition of a monetary variety. So to be more specific, you find the enforcer, walk in front of them, and place coins in expired meters. Because in Keene, you still have the old school meters with the, you just put a coin in, you get time. There's not the kiosks that you see in bigger cities.
Right.
And you don't want to give the state money by plugging all the expired meters. You want the ones that are about to be given tickets. So.
Right, because otherwise you're just wasting your money. So we want to save people from parking tickets. And thus far this year, because it's continuing, even though they're suing us, the Robin Hooding, as we call it, is continuing, we've saved over 5,000 cars.
Well, I think they don't like the idea of that, just like they don't like red light cameras because, I mean, people who, you know, and the bottom line is eventually when people stop going through red lights, they stop generating income, and it's really just a rape of people, the whole idea. So if they collect 50 cents and then they can't write a $50, well, in my town, it's like $60 for a ticket, so maybe more.
It's $5 in Keene.
$5.
But yeah, you know, for 5 cents.
Sure, you're saving $5. I mean, but the principle is there, and it shows how much their goal really is just to take money. So when you're doing
Absolutely.
Something good. It's like my friend in San Francisco who was working at a restaurant that tried to get a bunch of restaurants networked together to give away leftover food to homeless people. And of course, San Francisco was like, are you kidding me? That's dangerous. You can't do that. Because they don't like people crowding in on the idea that, you know, they're making us all awesome or something.
Right.
Michael, we've got a call on the line here. Fred is in Michigan. And Fred, you're on with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, as well as Ian and Allie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred.
Wish I could be there with you. Yeah, I wish I could be there.
Next year, Fred.
Yeah, man. And I even heard a guy call in. I forget what program it was. Oh, yeah. Clyde Lewis. Have you guys ever heard of Ground Zero out of Portland, Oregon, Clyde Lewis?
Yeah, I've heard it's like a cross between Art Bell and Alex Jones.
Well, the cool thing, the format is almost identical to your program. People get to call in, and you know, they don't get shut down in 30 seconds or a minute. And a guy called in from Vermont regarding gun rights. And it was pretty amazing to hear what he had to say about the freedom to carry open wherever you go in Vermont. And I guess their model is live free or die. I think that's their model, right?
You've got it mixed up. The motto for New Hampshire is live free or die, and you can also carry openly in New Hampshire as you can in Vermont. Vermont actually does have slightly better firearms laws in that they don't really have any. You can not only carry openly, you can also carry concealed without begging government permission. There is a concealed permit in New Hampshire. It's what they call a shall issue. So New Hampshire does need some work. There's some work to be done here. That's why it's called the Free State Project. We've got things that need to be changed, but it's already a fairly free place. It's one of the probably the top five places to be a firearms owner is to be in New Hampshire, where there's a lot of gun freedom here.
Yeah, I'm going to find out how it is here. I'm in Flint, Michigan, and the county prosecuting attorney stated many times that people can carry openly wherever they go.
Yeah, I believe that's true. In fact, the guy, the founder of Michigan Open Carry, is actually attending this very Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's a Free Talk Live listener. His name is Phil Hoffmeister. And if you look into Michigan Open Carry on Google, I bet you'll find a lot more information about that.
Man, that's amazing. Hey, before I forget, you mentioned the statutes, Ian. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I did some research probably 10 years ago in the libraries. I was going into the law libraries, and there's a group, I think they even advertise, Escape Harassment. It's a group out of Delaware, and I think it's every Thursday night. The fellow in West Virginia or wherever, I would admonish them to get in touch with them, because what I learned from them, and they corroborated when I went in the library, and then I actually put it to the test. One of the things they brought out is several cases, one of which William Rehnquist presided over, and he wrote that whenever one is charged with violating a statutory act, one must be convicted of violating the statutory acts implementing regulations, otherwise no criminal nor civil penalties attach. This is almost
what does that mean?
Memorized word for word. So I actually went in several times.
But Ali asked, what does that mean, Fred?
Okay.
It sounds like legalese.
What's that? Okay.
It sounds like legalese.
Okay, my comprehension of that means anything from what the fellow in West Virginia or even a parking ticket, moving violation, whatever it is, the entire legal system, as we interface with it, is on a contractual basis. Whether it's
now you're saying you've tried to actually implement this?
I've actually gone in when I had statutory act violations, and I brought
you,
up the
you
fact
went to a court.
That,
you went to a court, yeah, and tried some of this
I
stuff.
I demanded they produce the evidence that I had a valid contract.
I want to know what happened. Stand by, Fred. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. It's an interesting theory. Usually they'll just go right ahead and ignore what you have to say. So I'm interested to see what Fred, his experience was in moments. Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people
will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And you can do that here. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you and your thoughts. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can amp. Become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We take that $5 in per month and we invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. It's $5 a month and it makes a big difference for us. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Michael Bolden joining us here on the third microphone tonight. 10thAmendmentCenter.com is his website. It's a great group that is out there advocating in a lot of different venues, as many as you possibly can get, I imagine, media and you know, conferences and things like that, advocating the idea of, hey, state governments, why don't you try saying no to the federal government?
Or individuals, why don't you?
Has it ever occurred to them? To just say no?
Well, I spoke last night. I had to speak to this really old Tea Party crowd, like Islamophobe type group.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I had to leave at that point. But I talked to them about the ideas of, hey, you know what? Just because they don't give you permission to carry a firearm doesn't mean that you can't just do it anyways. And maybe if there's enough of you, like there's a lot of people who smoke pot around the country, maybe you can follow their example and do something that you believe in that will allow you to be more free.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people who do get arrested for possession of weed. So you don't want to, like, give someone advice and then have them get in trouble or whatever, because as we know, that can, like, really mess with someone.
Everyone makes their own choices. This is the Cloward Piven strategy, the idea of overwhelming the system. The more people that resist it at any turn, whether it's one issue or another or all of them at the same time, the greater chance that one would see for liberty to advance.
Now, you live out on the West Coast in Los Angeles, so I imagine you might be a good prospect to attend Freedom Fest, Michael Bolden. Have you ever been to that event before?
I have not. I've been to Libertopia.
This one sounds pretty awesome. It's happening at, it's been moved. The location has moved to Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas. So, you know, Porkfest is a pretty cool place to go, but Vegas is a pretty cool place to go too, from what I understand.
No.
July 10th through the 13th. So it's coming up in just a few weeks. Freedom Fest. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about this event. People like John Stossel, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Grover Norquist, and Art Laffer and many more will be speaking there at this event. You can get your tickets in your hotel rooms now. And our very own Mark Edge is going to be there representing Free Talk Live, so you're not going to want to miss this. Go to freedomfest.com and get registered now. That's freedomfest.com. So we go back to Fred in Michigan. Now, Fred, you were talking about this idea that the, as we were talking with Jay Noon earlier, this idea about the government's statutes only applying if they can show some evidence that you've agreed to obey them. Is that essentially what you were kind of throwing out there?
Yeah, and it's all contractual, man. The Uniform Commercial Code is what rules the day.
Now, I've heard these claims before, Fred, and I have to say I'm highly skeptical of them. I've attempted to implement some of them within a courtroom environment and failed miserably, but you say you have implemented them, and I want to hear more about your experience. What happened?
Well, first of all, they always want one to confirm that the name they call out in all capital letters, which is the corporatization of one's natural name, well, that's a fraud. No one has ever granted their informed consent authorization in the fraudulent conversion.
How do I know if I'm calling out a name in capital letters or only the first letters capitalized?
Normally, in their realm, it's always, if you look at your so-called driving license, which is a unrevealed adhesion contract, pursuant to this thing called the construction.
Fred, I don't really, I'm sorry, I want to stop you there because I don't want to go have you go off on an essay here. Look, I'm familiar with the concepts of what you're saying. I want to know more about when you say you implemented this. What happened there?
Right. So the judge, after I also revealed that as a bankrupted corporation, which they are since 1933, April 5, pursuant to Executive Order 6102, they do not have valid legal jurisdiction, especially when this is a invalid contract.
Are you telling this to a judge in court? I'm trying to get a picture of what's happening.
The judge.
So are you in an arraignment? Is this a criminal hearing? What was the charge?
Moving violations.
Okay.
Speeding, that kind of crap.
So you're in a courtroom. Is this an arraignment for the moving violations that you're saying all this to the judge?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So you're explaining all this to the judge, and what happens?
He looks at me, and then he says, well, are you going to plead? I said, no. And I forbid you to enter a plea for me because you're not my representative. I'm not here to represent myself or any of that. I'm just here to dispel the fraudulent pretext of this kangaroo court.
And what did he say to you when you told him you forbid him?
I turned around and I left. And the judge, as I was leaving, told the cops, leave him alone.
Okay.
So from that point on, and then at the recommendation of the people out of Delaware at that escape harassment, I made up a label, UCC, reserving all RAR without prejudice, UCC 1-308, stuck it on the back of the driving license. Whenever I got pulled over again, the cop asked for that. I said, here it is, and I want you to see this on the back. Oh, yeah, what's that? So I explained to the cop, this is a fraudulent coerced contract, which I did never grant my informed consent. This is proof. This is the legal remedy right out of your statutory code book.
So, Fred, just to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, you told this judge, I forbid you from entering a plea for me, walked out of the courthouse, and you never received a further piece of paper from that particular hearing?
Not a thing.
And how long ago was this?
10 years.
Wow, and you're still living in the same area? Is this Michigan where this all happened?
Yeah, I've lived all my life. I even know some of the judges.
It's an interesting story. I mean,
I know who I am.
I think it's fascinating. I would love to see you do it in, you know, on video and show people, you know, exactly what it is.
They won't let that crap in there, man. I can't.
Oh, you need to move to New Hampshire then. You need to move to New Hampshire.
Can't make a video. They won't allow it.
Come to New Hampshire and you know, we'll record everything. If you come to the Keene area, I'll come down there and personally record it, because I think it's fascinating.
Brothers, I will be there, okay?
All right, Fred. I'll look forward to it because I want to see the proof. Thanks for the call tonight. It's, you know, it's an amazing claim. I don't know if it's true.
I'm very skeptical, especially when I hear stuff about capital letters.
Yeah.
To me, because I know that there are certain theories about what to do in court. And really, there doesn't seem to be, like, no one's really figured out what to do in court.
Well, Fred seems pretty confident.
Well, there are a lot of people who are confident. They know what you're supposed to do. But that doesn't mean because it worked once that it's reproducible.
That's true. Maybe they were magic words and you can do it over and over again. Or maybe this judge just decided that it wasn't worth it to move forward with going after this and just decided to toss it out because he felt like it. Michael Bolden, what do you think about these legal theories?
Well, I think that just because someone gets away with something or accomplishes something, just like you were saying, Allie, that doesn't mean that that's all of a sudden they're going to always back off. You can have someone who gets away with not paying taxes for years and years and years. And that doesn't mean that somehow if you use a certain set of words that the government doesn't want to get you. The goal is to, as I was saying before, overwhelm the system. And the more people resisting, I don't think this is a really effective way. I'd rather see more people maybe not.
I think these people know the government wants to get them, but they think that the government has like this wall of the law that they can't cross or something, like they're like, you know, just can't go past that. But they can do whatever they want, and they only use the law as an excuse. They don't like stand behind the law and say, well, that would be illegal, so I can't do that thing I really want to do.
Right. I've tried some of this stuff. I mean, some of these legal theories, the capital letters and the are you contracting with me and, you know, asking these questions in court. And it's never worked. I mean,
on the couch, right?
None of it's. Yeah, the couch thing was one of the issues where I tried some of these theories and I went to jail for trying them out. So I'm fascinated by them. I do really want to see people try these because a lot of people make these calls and they make these claims, but then they never have proof. They never have a video or anything. Or when asked if, you know, why don't you have a video? Oh, we can't record video. Well, we can here in New Hampshire. So join the Free State Project and come on up here and show us all how it's done. Because if you really do, if there really is something to your theory, then it should be duplicatable. Then somebody else should be able to watch a video of what you did, and they should be able to apply the exact same, you know, set of circumstances in a similar case. You know, go out and get a speeding ticket. It's not hard to do. You can go out and smoke pot and get arrested for that too. So it's easy to get a relatively low risk charge and try one of these theories out, and then we'll really see if it pans out. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com. He may be coming to speak somewhere near you. What's your itinerary like? What do you got coming up?
I'm going home and getting sushi.
That sounds pretty good, actually, right about now. And going back to L.A., but we look forward to having you back out here in New Hampshire one
Thank
of these days.
Thank you so much.
And maybe moving out here one of these days, because, you know, L.A.'s not going to be free ever. We'll see you tomorrow night live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com.
New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.